Fewer than a dozen World War II-era B-17 bombers are still flying today. One of these vintage aircraft will be at the Olive Branch Airport in Mississippi this weekend. WKNO's Katie Reardon took a ride on the historic warplane.
All right, just sit down and lean forward.
Pilot John Hess ducks below the cockpit and crawls into the nose of this Boeing B-17 model called the Ye Old Pub. The 75-year-old plane is restored to its original combat design with a set of machine guns and a navigation table in this cramped front compartment.
This is very accurate the way it was, and if they were under fire, the bombardier or the navigator could grab the guns and be able to try and defend themselves.
Seeing the world from the same perch as World War II aviators is an intimate history lesson. Roughly 13,000 B-17s were manufactured. About a third of those were lost in combat.
The sacrifices that they made for us is just phenomenal, and that's one thing that we promote, is not only this history of this, but what it all means.
That's the plane's other pilot and military veteran, Jim Lawrence.
To really truly experience it, you need to see her in the air. You need to hear the rattling and the four engines turning.
The nonprofit Liberty Foundation is touring Ye Old Pub around the country, in part to remember the legacy of these planes and their pilots. The public can pay for short rides this weekend at the Olive Branch Airport. Following a deadly crash of a B-17 earlier this month in Connecticut, there have been concerns about passenger safety in vintage aircraft. Hess says some protocols may be tweaked after an investigation, but he insists that it's still a safe operation.
You still have to put that in perspective that, you know, how many thousands and thousands of people have been flying in these prior to having a major accident.
A B-17 costs $6,000 an hour to operate, which is why the passenger flights are also expensive, $475 a person. But Hess says it's worth it. And those who don't have that kind of cash can still tour the plane on the ground for free. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.